The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chickie is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, I'm Jack DeKaiser, and you are listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chickie with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. He is the most in-demand blues guitarist and known as one of Canada's King of the Blues, Jack DeKaiser, is a much-celebrated musician with two Junos, 8 Maple Blues Awards, and a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2001. Jack is a British-born Canadian blues guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, and producer. Averaging 150 shows per year, Jack has wowed audiences worldwide as an exciting live performer, soulful vocalist, and world-class songwriter. Jack will be performing with his band at the historic Getty Theater on Friday, April the 12th at 8 p.m. as part of his Checkmate tour. Joining me via phone is Blue Star recording artist Jack DeKaiser. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Joining me via phone is one of Canada's King of the Blues, two-time Juno and eight-time Maple Blues winner, Blue Star recording artist Jack DeKaiser, who will be performing with his band at the historic Getty Theatre on Friday, April the 12th at 8 p.m. as part of his Checkmate tour. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Nice to be here, Diana. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. First of all, congratulations on your 2019 Juno nomination for Blues Album of the Year for Checkmate.
Thanks so much. Yeah, that was very exciting news. We recorded Checkmate last year at my home studio, and it was great to get that the recognition for sure.
And how different is this latest album to what you have produced in the past?
Well, this album was the first album I've done where it was all cover tunes. The idea was we've been living in this place for about 5 years, and I've recorded at home a few times in my career, but usually I go to studios, and I wanted to record it at home and see what it would sound like. So I thought I'll record some of my favorite blues tunes, and if that turns out great, then I'll put them in the can, and then I'll record my new original tunes. And I was so happy with the way that the blues covers turned out, I said, let's just put this out immediately, and then I'll think about the original tunes next. So the original tunes went on the back burner.
And the last time you were in this area was at the 2018 Stonebridge Wasaga Beach Blues. How did you enjoy the music festival?
It's fantastic. I mean, you know, we do a lot of summertime blues festivals, and it was great. I mean, we had Wasaga Beach Brewing Company sponsoring us, a huge crowd. It was, I love playing the outdoor blues festivals.
That's great. So this time you're making your debut at the historic Getty Theatre in Collingwood this Friday with your band as part of your Checkmate tour. Having performed in a variety of venues around the world, what do you like about theatre shows?
We play quite a few theaters these days. I just think the blues crowd, I think that the sound is great. And I think the thing in a theater is, we've played quite a few dances, but I like the idea that we can really vary the mood and the tempo, and, you know, we can really bring it down quiet. We can really show off all the different instrumentalists in the band, and I think it's just a great experience for people to just be in that kind of, you know, black box, whatever you call that, that dark space, and just concentrate on the music.
And what can people anticipate this Friday night?
Well, we'll be playing quite a few tunes from Checkmate, which is a tribute to Chess Records, the label out of Chicago that was probably the biggest blues label of all time, that was operational in the 50s and 60s, and even in the 70s, people like Bo Diddley and Albert King, Chuck Berry, a lot of their songs. So that album features a lot of the jazz classics. And then we'll be doing songs from throughout my other 10 albums that I've recorded. We just, in 2018, I guess, we put out a best of album. So we'll be featuring a lot of songs that people have, you know, requested through the years.
That sounds amazing. So I understand you're self-managed and have your own label, Blue Star Records. How do you balance writing songs and managing your career?
I think it's hard. I'm pretty busy. I mean, especially these days. Last year, I think we did about 140 dates. So between that and, you know, getting home from those dates and setting those dates up, it can be a bit of a challenge. My modus operandi in the last, throughout most of my career has been I write songs, and then I release an original album, and then somewhere in the middle of it all, I release either like a live album or a cover album, and then go back. That buys me another year or two to get some more songs. So it usually takes me about 5 years to get a new album out of original material. So yeah, that's sort of how I do it.
Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
I'd like to do a tune that's been getting quite a bit of airplay across Canada. It's an Otis Rush song called All the Love I Miss Lovin'.
Well, joining me via phone is Blue Star recording artist Jack DeKaiser. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
I miss kissing. All the love I miss loving. All the kiss I miss kissing. Until I met you, baby, I didn't know what I was missing. All the love, baby, I have in store for you. For you, you know I love you, darling. I know you love me too.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via phone, Jack the Kaiser. So Jack, you mentioned a little earlier prior to the song that you perform an average of 150 shows annually. So this must be quite demanding for you.
Playing part's great. You know, I mean, I think it was like Louis Armstrong said, it was like all the traveling and the checking in and the moving gear and all that's what we get paid for. And the music part is the fun. So, you know, I just love playing music. It's kind of my hobby when I'm not playing. When I'm at home, I'm always learning songs and studying jazz and stuff. So I guess I kind of picked the right profession.
So speaking about playing, you played on hundreds of recordings and live sessions with such artists as Etta James, Ronnie Hawkins, and Bo Diddley to Blue Rodeo. How did you enjoy the experience working with these talented artists?
Well, I learned so much from different people. You know, I worked with Ronnie Hawkins for about 4 or 5 years, and Ronnie was a great person to learn how to run the business from, and the way he dealt with people, and you know, the way he was commanded an audience, and he was really funny. And guys like Bo Diddley, I did just live stuff, and he was really cool because Bo Diddley is a household name, but he's just, for some reason, I don't think he made it as big as, like, say, Little Richard or Chuck Berry and some of the other guys. And the cool thing about Bo Diddley was that he kept his stuff very current. He'd do funky music, and he was doing the moon dance, and or moonwalk, I mean, and so he was really cool. And then you had guys like Blue Rodeo that I recorded a couple tunes with, and, you know, they're just such consummate songwriters. So you get something from every different artist for sure.
And what made you decide to become a blues artist?
Well, I think when I was growing up, so much of the music, even pop music on the radio, was influenced by blues. You had the Rolling Stones were coming out with a very blues based music. Even the Beatles, more on the Motown-y but R&B side of music. And then you had all the people like Aretha Franklin and Wilson Pickett. You had Marvin Gaye, all that R&B and soul music that came out of the blues. So I think that was sort of it was a huge influence in the 60s, you know. And you had all the British bands like Van Morrison and the Animals, and then a couple years later Zeppelin came out, which, you know, and Jimi Hendrix and Cream, and that's sort of when I started playing the guitar. So I think it was just a very big influence on music in the 60s and 70s.
And having said that, where do you draw your musical inspiration?
I'd say still a lot of I'm still influenced pretty heavily by Motown and by the rock blues guys, and also by the classic blues people like B.B. King and Albert King, Freddie King, Muddy Waters. And I always say I love pretty well any kind of music as long as it has blues running through it.
Great. Well, where can we find more information on Jack?
You can find stuff about me at jackdekaiser.com, and that'll tell you where we're playing, where to buy CDs, and stuff like that.
Well, thank you, Jack, for being my guest, and we look forward to seeing you with your band at the historic Gaiety Theater on Friday, April the 12th at 8 p.m. as part of your Checkmate tour.
I can't wait. Thanks so much, Diana. I look forward to seeing everybody up there, too.
But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
I'd like to play a song that's called Stranger Blues. It was written by Elmore James and features my great organ player, too, on the track.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
I'm a stranger here, and I just won't be your town. Just because I'm a stranger.
'cause my baby know I'm here. Yet sometimes I wonder, do my baby know I'm here? Know that she does, but does she really care?
I would like to thank Jack the Kaiser for being my guest and look forward to his performance with his band at the Collingwood Historic 80 Theatre on Friday, April the 12th at 8 p.m. For tickets, go online at gatytheatre.com/upcoming-events. For more information on Jack, visit jackthekaiser.com or his Facebook page. Special thanks to David Kubik from Wasaga Beach Brewing Company for making this interview possible. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chickie. Beach Corner is broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from my new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.